So obviously, Pete, we've gone through a crazy 2 years, but I imagine in your time through the 80s, 90s and noughties, you've kind of been and seen a lot in music.
I've had great adventures. In fact, I'm going to write a book called Memoir, which is Mighty War Memoir. And when I tour, I tell stories as much as I sing. I tell people about, I offered Mike Tyson out in New York. And he said, take the guy away, he's intoxicated. I played in bands. I toured with The Clash when I was just a fan, and he made me a part of the gang. I've had loads of good adventures. I've really kind of enjoyed the lockdown because it's let me get home, chill out, see what I want to see, think about the music, because that's always, as I say, the thing. It's given me lots of opportunities to eat, which is the bad bit.
Yeah, but is it?
No, it's not. It's great. I just said to somebody, that 80s is actually, the 80s based on me in the 80s, and the zero is me now. It's just the shape has changed slightly, and that's what that's all doing. I love this. Last week was the first one I did.
It was great, but it was
the first time I played for a year and a half, so you kind of, within the first 2 seconds, it all comes in. You know
and
what I mean?
Back.
And I love it. And I think my voice is better than it's ever been. So yesterday was another step up. Today I'll be another one again. But also seeing the buddies is such an important thing for me. You know, I love those people. You know?
Bounce off each other, don't you?
Yeah,
as well.
We do, and we also, there's a slight competitive thing, but nothing massive, you know, just they know I'm the best, so they give up early, you know.
Beat them in submission before you need to beat them.
Exactly. Now, me and Peter Hook have worked together. I've made records with Hookie, and I used to see him before he was in Joy Division, even when Warsaw. So, me and him have grown up together in a weird way. He would have told you. Me and him have nearly been in bands together 4 or 5 times. I made one record with him, but beyond that, shall I tell you a moving story? Besides all the joking,
love a story.
Right, about 12 years ago when my mum died, I was obviously, it was heavy, sad, and all that. And he called me, Hookie. He was the first person to call me because he'd lost his mum. He said, I know what you're going through, blah, blah, blah. And he said, we're playing in Liverpool. They're playing in this big arena. He said, I want you to come to the show. I said, I'm not ready, you know.
Yeah.
Persuaded me, I went down, sitting there. They come on, New Order. He says, first song, he says, this is for me mate Pete. And he did Love Will Tear Us Apart. And I was sitting there and I went, whoa, just the first song of the set. Amazing. Then he had a fight with the bouncer. So it was kind of yin and yang, you know what I mean? No, he didn't have a fight with the bouncer. I should correct myself. A bouncer was assaulting fans and he stepped in, but he, like, you know, on stage, he doesn't let. Cares about people.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Well, they're your fans, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm a fan still. I still get excited when I see people I haven't met. I spoke to Toya last week, and that's a sentence I never thought I'd say.
Wow.
And she was lovely. Everyone's lovely. Hardly anyone is horrible. I haven't met the horrible ones. I think they're keeping them away from me.
I imagine you'd probably tell them.
I would, but I'd make them laugh on the way. Yeah. You know, that's me. That's the way I deal with people.
And you know, over your career, then who would you say was your favourite person that you've either worked with or?
There's, I've no easy answer. The Clash.
Yeah.
Because, like I say, I became a fan as soon as I heard about them. I saw them at Eric's in Liverpool on 5th of May 1977, and they were my favourite band before that, and then they were incredible. And me and Paul from Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Paul Rutherford, we started following them on tour, and they used to let everyone in the dressing room. And me and Paul were the two funniest and two quickest, and Mick fell in love with us, kind of. You know, Mick said, oh, you want to come on more of the gigs? So he kept putting us on the guest lists, so we could suddenly have money, and we had mates who would take us to gigs because we could take them in. We had access to backstage. Then they were playing in London for a week, The Clash. We were playing, making a film called Rude Boy, and their roadie didn't turn up. And Mick went, you play guitar, don't you? I said, yeah. He said, you're our roadie tonight. I was the Clash's roadie after being a fan a year and a half before. Suddenly,
that must blow your head.
In the film Rude Boy, you can see me in the wings in my pink shirt, white jeans. Basically, I look like a Clash roadie.
Yeah.
You know. And Mick has been the best person I ever met in music. He was the first person ever to have real faith in me. Me and him toured together 10 years ago for the Hillsborough Justice Campaign. And we did. I got to sing some Clash songs with Mick. Stone Roses reformed on stage with us in Manchester. They came halfway through the set, and Ian and John came and played with us. James Dean Bradfield from The Manics did my song Come Back in Wales. Everywhere Richard Hawley played in Sheffield, there was, meet these people and it's wonderful. I'm still excited. If Mick walked in now, I'd be, oh, where's Mick? You know, because, and we're mates. I've stayed at his house, he stayed at mine. He gave me a guitar once, Mick Jones. I got a Woolworths guitar I had stolen in like 78 or 9. And the Clash were playing, he did the sound check. He said, right, come with me. And I said, what? And we went out. And he went to all the guitar shops in Liverpool with me, trying out guitars. I thought he was looking for one for himself. Yeah. He said, no, I don't want any of these. We'll see you when we get to London. So that week I went to work for them. He went off for a minute and he came back and he said, pay me when you're famous. And he gave me a 1959 Gibson Les Paul Special that used to belong to the Sex Pistols, Public Image Limited, because they used to share gear around. I've got photos of the Pistols using it. And he's never asked me. I've never been famous enough to have to pay him. So that's kind of useful, you know. But you know, when someone who I loved and admired.
Just to share that
and really encouraged us. And when Story of the Blues went in the charts, he gave me a first edition of a book. But the note in it was worth more than the first edition. What he wrote to me was so powerful and moving. And we've stayed mates, you know, all along. He's the one. Joe was great. Don't get me wrong, they're all great. But me and Mick became a team. Recently, the weirdest thing has happened. Pete Townsend from The Who mentions me in his autobiography. He loves Story of the Blues. He says, I stand up. Wiley stands up for something which is, you don't go with the tide, you stand up against it. And you tell people, you can do this, you can escape the bad life. 2 months ago, he put on Instagram a painting he'd done of me in 1983 with my sailor's hat that I used to wear on the telly and that. And he said I can use it for an album sleeve. I'd learned to play guitar listening to Pete Townsend. And now we're kind of buddies in a weird way. And he's done paintings of me. So the whole thing of all of this is I've met loads of people. Some are great, some aren't. Yeah. But generally, people are boss. I love the people I meet. I love the people doing this kind of thing. Yeah. I go away. I feel like everyone's my mate.
I feel like you're kind of the guy that everybody wants to associate with when they go to a gig. They want you to be interviewed. They want a photo.
The only reason they don't like me, because I'm so funny and sarcastic. And I never buy a round. So they basically
we
all buy
me back afterwards.
Yeah. I've always got on with people. Even in, you know, there were stories about the Liverpool bands of the 80s, like Teardrop Explodes, Bunny Man, those guys, Christians, China Crisis, OMD. We all put stories out that we all hated each other, and in fact, I love them all. I love every single one of them. Pete Burns, I was in bands with.
Wow.
And he's amazing. He was a warrior, you know, and he was terrifying because we all thought we were rebels in our punk rock gear.
Somebody goes one step further.
Just, you know, the fact that if he walked around anywhere now dressed like Pete, he would get attention and possibly aggression. Walking around Liverpool full of dockers in the late 70s, early 80s, he was remarkable, and I've dedicated songs to him when we play. I love our gang. I love all of them. I love Manchester guys. In fact, I kind of love all the guys I've met, bar maybe two. And that's not bad because I've met 1.5 million people.
You're not going to tell us who either, are you?
I am.
Who?
Well, interviewing them afterwards, won't you? No, what are you messing? I'm joking. No, mostly people are great, and the ones who aren't, you forget. You know, I'll have a laugh about it. I'll take the mickey out of them, so my memory will be going away, going, I'll put him straight or whatever, you know. No, mostly. I was quite nervous last week because I don't know a lot of the acts who were on last week. I mean, I know who they are, but I don't know them. And everyone made it so easy, you know. That girl Becky out there, me and her work with the KLF. I still work with the KLF with Bill Drummond and Jimmy. And Bill got us to form a band with four strangers and do a live gig 2 days later with a song none of them we even knew could play. And Becky was our stylist because she was a KLF fan, and Bill brought her in.
Yeah.
And I love working with them because you get challenged. It's not just what I would normally do. I have big adventures, and I love adventures. You know, I love finding things to do. I like, like I said earlier, I treat everyone like me mate. Yeah. I used to get stick for it off people saying, you know, why'd you talk to them? I said, you don't know who they are, what they're going to do, and it's not what, it's about them. And it's also about me meeting people.
I'm getting this feeling that you're the type of guy, I'd walk into a pub, I'd buy a pint, because I've just had a...
Hang on, I don't
buy
awful,
I would buy
yeah,
the
yeah,
pint.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've had an awful day at work, I've got in for a pint after work, I've sit down, and you're the guy that would come and have an atom.
That's a nice thought. Well, you know, the songs I've written, I've been trying to encourage people and support people in hard times. I've written love songs, I've written, you know, angry songs, but the Story of the Blues, for example, was a song when Liverpool was having a hard time. A song saying to people, you don't listen to all the critics, don't listen to people put you down, rise up again, you know.
Yeah.
And Come Back was a song again about Liverpool saying to people, don't leave, everyone was leaving in the 80s because they got better work in London or anywhere. I'm saying, come back and fight for your place you love, you know. But it's also, they're also love songs, you know. They, if you believe in something, you fight for it, you know what I mean? And I'm one of them who does that. Still cause trouble if I can. But all happy trouble.
Life would be boring if you didn't, wouldn't it?
Exactly, exactly.
What do you think of like the modern music we're getting nowadays, the chart music? Is there anybody you like?
I love Lizzo. There's a lot of women.
We've had a few say that this week.
Really, yeah. I think she's great. I think some of these guys, like Evan 17, are still doing great stuff. It's not about the music for me, though. It's about, again, about that experience. So I used to, like 10, 12 years ago, hang around with the Zootons or the Coral. You know, you see them out and we're all mates in Liverpool music gang. But actually, the world I inhabited is what I miss, if I miss anything. And that's always the people. Well, there are still great people around. This is great, you know, they're great. It's all, you know, I'm interested in the life as much as the what's going on. I don't care who sells more records than who, you know, I never did. Some of my favourite records sold less copies than I did. I do have a thing though, when every time I had a record in the charts, that record was higher than David Bowie. And that's all that matters. I beat
that
Bowie. He didn't have any records out at the time, but nevertheless, I was higher because he was my all-time hero, you know, originally. He's the one who I learned songs by when
like
I wanted to start.
Inspiration,
yeah,
to you,
totally, you know. And I love his last couple of albums. But yeah, to me, it wasn't about charts and success. I've been skint a lot of the time. I took time off between records. I broke me back in 1991 and made records again 5 years later. I've done, you know, I've had a lot of ups and downs. However, I didn't miss being on telly or any of that. I missed hanging out with people.
Like the social life.
Yeah, as well. Yeah, because you encourage each other, you know, and it's part of what you are. And what I am Pete Wiley, the mighty war. You know, psychologists say you're more than that. You should just get back to your inner self. And I say, it's pretty good being Pete Wiley.
Yeah.
You know.
Don't need to anymore.
Yeah, I like it, you know. And I don't ever act up because of who I am. You know that, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
We had one mate do that in a club in Liverpool. He walked in, he said, from another band, who isn't here this weekend, and he said, they wouldn't let him in. He said, do you know who I am? The fella said, yeah, that's why you're not getting in. That's the lesson, you know what I mean?
That's a proper...
It's a deal with it, put yourself down, you know. So, yeah, I don't miss, because I'm still in it, the hanging out, the seeing people, I'm writing all the time, I'm recording, I've just done a deal to reissue all my stuff with Chrysalis, which starts early next year. The reissue of Story of the Blues with some magical new bits. Not on Blues is released, but with extra stuff. And our LPs and, you know, box sets and all. So, yeah. I'm going to
so
be
this
busy.
Is what you're doing next then. You've got a lot of things coming up.
I love it. And, I don't miss the music business. I miss the musicians. I miss the... I love it when we do well, don't get me wrong, you know.
Absolutely.
I love it. And like, for example, I've got a song called Heart As Big As Liverpool that they play at every Liverpool game. That to me...
You are a Red, aren't you?
Well, I have to be, of course. But I also wrote the Story of the Blues. Yeah. And Everton won't touch it because I'm a Red. Yeah. Pat Nevin, footballer and commentator and stuff, he described me as the greatest living Scouser because I wrote the two best Scouser anthems, the one for Everton and one for Liverpool.
Yeah.
I'm working on Tranmere next.
Is that so you can have a rest?
Yeah, and I get a holiday on the Whittle.
Pete, thanks ever so much.
Pleasure.
For some time.
It's not a job, is it?
Absolutely.
How lucky are we?
Legend.
How lucky are we?
Very.
You know, that's how I feel.